Hi, I'm Dan. Welcome back to I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because the feds and your bank are in cahoots to watch all of your cash transactions right now. Like, subscribe, let's get right into it. The magic number for cash transactions to be reported was $10,000. This was part of the Bank Secrecy Act of 1970. And if you did a $10,000 transaction, which, think about this, in 1970, it was a ton of cash. $10,000 was a huge, huge number back in 1970 when Richard Nixon was president. Now, with that being said, the idea with this was to stop people from committing crimes, doing nefarious activity, illegal activity, you know, selling things that were bad, the like. Avoiding taxes, everything. Well, what happens since this time is we've had different things throughout the world that have changed. When Donald Trump became president, there was a problem with what they call remittance, and that was money sent to different countries. The two largest remittance countries in the world, yes. Number one is India, number two is Mexico. The majority of this money is sent from two states here in the United States. One is California, where I'm standing, and one is Texas. Things have changed. So much so that they started to crack down on this. But what's happened over the course of the last month is, with all the fraud that has been exposed in Minneapolis and Ohio, for that matter, it's made this come to the forefront of the Department of Treasury. So what did they do? They're cracking down on people that do cash transactions. Now you can sit there and go, Dan, I don't do cash transactions for $10,000. Well, the number for cash transaction was lowered to $5,000. And what it does is it triggers a report called a suspicious activity report that gets reported to the feds. You don't know about it. It doesn't, hey, listen, Dan, you've taken out cash three times this week. We're going to report you to the IRS. It's not like that. The suspicious activity report gets sent to the Fed, and then your account gets flagged. Now, here is the thing. The majority of the money that gets sent around the world doesn't get sent through your bank. You know, and again, people do legitimate wire transfers, and they do legitimate payments and things like that all of the time. There's also businesses that deal with cash all of the time. But the idea with this is that if you own an Italian restaurant and you're feeding people and you're successful, wow, you can have, you know, $4,000 of the cash in a day, that type of thing. That's not a bad problem to have. The idea with this is that, why does John keep bringing cash in? Why does he keep putting it in or taking it out and transferring it? So it's beautiful, because what they've done with Minneapolis is they've gone to people and they're starting to look at individuals. There is a reason that they're doing this, because they're going to start arresting people in a big, big way. And it's crazy. So if you know anybody that does anything with cash a lot, the threshold has been lowered. Listen to this number, $200. $200 can flag a suspicious activity report. Now, I was trying to think, when's the last time you took $200 out of the ATM? Oh, yeah, a week ago Thursday, and I just went shopping and bought stuff and bought Rosier food and all that stuff, and, you know, went and bought some stuff for the car and, you know, just garbage. I mean, it was like literally I had to think about where that money went. The thing about this is a lot of people out there that think, oh, I don't have anything to do with this. It's not me. I don't do cash transactions. They don't want us to have cash, guys. We've talked about this to where we're blue in the face, where they don't want us to have cash. They want everything to be online and have digital currency so that they can track us. We all know that. But the myth of $10,000 is gone. The problem with what the feds have just done, and in our last video, we talked about how they're going down and they're going to, the IRS is going after these people. The feds are going after these people. As I talked to more and more people over last weekend about what this does, the accountants that reached out to me, my gosh, these business, it's funny. If you have a legitimate business and you have legitimate expenses, you can justify everything. Invoices, payments, patterns that you have. But if you're a scammer and you go out and you're not legitimate, it's going to be more and more difficult. But the feds are onto this, and there are patterns with that too. So much so that you're going to get audited, and they're going to audit your brains out and go through everything. Because what it's going to do is give them a spider web of nefarious and illegal activity. But the problem with it is the $10,000 is a big problem. $10,000 was the big problem. Now it's small transactions. If a person goes in 3 and 4 times a week and gets out cash, why are you doing that? Why don't you use a debit card for that? Now, recently I had a debit card at one of my banks that the little chip popped off, and I couldn't use it. And somebody said, don't swipe this. Don't put it in a an ATM, because it's going to pop out and then you're going to be stuck. So I had to order, and it was about 10 days to get a new card sent out. But that happens. Stuff like that happens, and they know it. What they're looking for is a pattern of structuring. You people that go out there and send money back home to mama, you got a problem, because they're looking at you. Now, you can sit there and say, it's my money, I can do whatever I want with it. What they don't want to do is have people evade taxes. They don't want people to get their check, cash their check, and send it off. Mm-mm. They don't want that to happen. The structuring is the world where people go out and, I know what I'll do. I'll get $9,000 here, $6,000 there, $5,000 here, and before you know it, you have 20 grand taken out of the account. No. They're starting to get onto that, and they're watching you like you wouldn't believe. Oh my gosh. It's very satisfying to see this, because they're catching up to these people. You know, $9,500 taken out of account once, boring. Bank doesn't care about that. What they want is they want a pattern. But most of these people have accounts with the different Western Unions and things like that to transfer money. Now, that none of that's illegal. None of it's illegal. It's what you're doing, what you're using the money for. That's the problem. And, gosh, the real weapon is these suspicious activity reports. They're starting to come in, you know, a big deal. There was so much fraud that's happened over the last few years. And when the new administration came in, you know, you can call them, oh, how they're cracking down, they hate Mexico. You guys can sit there and say that all you want. But the idea with this is that it's going to go to all 50 states right now. That's where I'm leading with this, is that you're not going to be able to do this. Money that leaves the country from all of these different platforms that people have used, those are being scrutinized more than ever. And they're going to start getting all of your information, your name, your address, photo ID. Well, you know, you better be able to justify who you are. It's not just going to be able to say, I want to send money from here to there. So that's done, guys. They want to stop terror financing, cartels, sanction evasion, tariff evasion, human trafficking, and fraud proceeds. They want to stop all of this. And the idea with this is that when you look at places like the kids' schools and all the stuff that we've just learned, they're going to crack down on all this stuff. And we know about this, you know. Understand this. The $200 thing, people, you can sit there and go, oh, Dan, you're crazy. That's not it. Nope. If you live in a high-risk area, which I am in, they can scrutinize you. Now, the problem with this is that it was California and Texas. Okay. If you live in one of the border communities also, which I live in Southern California, about 75, 80 miles to the border. So, yeah, I'm close enough. Well, that stretched up to Los Angeles now, which, guys, look at a map. Los Angeles is not a border town. Now, when you go to Minneapolis and all these other cities, oh my gosh, it just gets worse and worse and worse, because they're starting to go down. And the IRS agents that they're hiring to look at this stuff, they're going deeper and deeper and deeper. So, you know, the number of the amount of money is not the point. You know, I always tell people, what's your limit for your ATM? You should have it set at a higher level. I've had multiple people walk into their banks and get their ATM limits set to $3,000. Or are these guys drug dealers, and you know, or is it John the accountant that wants to have access to his cash in an emergency? You know, again, banks are not your allies. These guys are working against us to report all this stuff. You know, cash-based workers, you guys are the most at risk right now if you deal with this. Now, there was a law that was passed, and the law that was passed was designed to make it so that they had to have cash transactions. And New York was going to be at the forefront, the state of New York. We're going to be at the forefront. We're going to demand that people accept cash at these businesses. And originally, think about this number. It was going to be for transactions for $500 or less. Well, that makes sense. You know, if I want to be able to walk in and buy something and be able to pay cash for it for $500 or less. You know what the state of New York settled on? Listen to this number. It goes into effect in March of 2026. $20. Huh? So if you have a transaction over $20, they don't have to take your cash in New York State now. $20. Kathy Hochul, who's an imbecile, a complete imbecile, has never run a business. This is a helping, you know, people that live by a cash system be able to pay for bills. Now, what's $20, guys? It's what, a couple of sodas and a bag of chips? Think about that. It's ridiculous. So because of the fraud that has been perpetrated in all these states, I've turned around because of the lawnmower guy. It's going to get worse. So share this with anybody that sends money out of the country or pays bills or does anything with cash. Now, I have met so many people. I've met farmers. You know, Dan, I buy livestock and I get them healthy and sell them. Okay, well, that guy's getting looked at. And the idea with this is they're going to start bringing in the transaction limit, too, on your ATMs, on your purchases, on what you sell. That's coming to a theater near you. So get ready. Get ready. Get ready. With all good fraud comes more crackdown. So just a quick little video this morning. It's freezing out here, by the way. It's got to be in the low 60s right now. Gosh, I should have a scarf on. Like, subscribe, make good choices. You want to get a hold of me temporarily, iallegedly@gmail.com, and I'll see you real soon. Reach out with any questions or anything, but read the stories below because they're great. They're fascinating. But I'm telling you, for those of you that deal with any cash or don't deal with cash very often, and all of a sudden you want to take money out of the ATM, you're going to think twice about doing that from now on. Because nobody wants this. Nobody wants this. Good luck. See you soon.